This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star. Relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
My name is Jacqueline Sweezy, a senior cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from Piqua High School, where tonight we present two Division IV boys sectional games for you. The first game that was played here just finished. We did not cover it, of course. It was won by Triad over Riverside. Triad advancing on now in the lower bracket of this sectional tournament here at Piqua to take on Farallon, and that should be a heck of a basketball game. Triad looked pretty good. That'll be Wednesday night at 6, Farallon against Triad. Tonight we find Jackson Center and Ansonia in game one. Of course, Jackson Center, the number one overall seed in this Piqua boys tournament. Bodkins-Covington in our second game. The two winners will match up on Wednesday at 7:30, the second game of our twin bill on Wednesday night. The first game will pit Triad against Farallon. So we've got a couple of good games shaping up on Wednesday night. Jackson Center Tigers come into the contest, Chuck, on a little bit of a downer, having lost two of their last four games. Did defeat Riverside in the season finale by a score of 51-36 on the road in Logan County. But Jackson Center dropped late season league games in Rushi at home to Anna, and as a result finished in a second place tie in the Shelby County League. It is a team that's very good. In fact, it features two of the top five players in the county. Both Soulsby and Wildermuth made the all-county squad.
Well, that doesn't shock me because they are outstanding basketball players. What the problem has been for in this streak where they're losing is these two are still getting their points, but they're able to just slough and play off because nobody else. In the game we did against Anna, there was only one other player that not just scored. Zorn had 1 point. He's the only other player on the floor that took a shot besides those two. He took two shots. Nobody else took any. And defensively, they were playing basketball. They were playing defense with one guy in the lane trying to take Wildermuth out of the game. They have to shoot it tonight. They have to at least show a threat of scoring points.
Drew Soulsby at 21 a game. Brady Wildermuth at 18 a game. That's nearly 40 between those two. But if the rest of the squad on the floor is only generating another 10 or 12 points, if that...
I was going to say, they would probably take that.
that just barely breaks 50. And against a pretty good offensive team, that will not be enough to win games. Two or three contests down the road here in the tournament. In fact, it's no cinch that Rushi wins the top bracket and the Jackson Center wins the bottom bracket. Each of those two top seeds will have tough encounters.
No doubt.
Before they advance out of this sectional tournament.
No doubt about it.
Got two Tigers playing here tonight. We know for sure that one of the two clubs will win. A couple of orange and blacks going at it. Ansonia, the opponent of Jackson Center, Ansonia team that's won just 4 games this year. It is a club that plays in the Cross County Conference, defeating Union City, Indiana this season, along with Bradford, Tri-County North, and a win over Arcanum as well. Leading scorer is Dane Wentworth. He is a 6-foot senior. It is a small team. It does start a 6-foot-3-inch freshman, and that's the biggest it gets for Ansonia. Brady Wildermuth could play large in this game here tonight.
Well, you know what they're going to do. I mean, Jackson Center is going to run half-court offense. They're going to pattern. They're going to run their sets. They're going to try to get Soulsby shots. They're going to get Wildermuth shots inside. And Brady Wildermuth at 6'6", will face up and make you play defense on him. I think he could absolutely be a 3 player when he gets into college because he has the ability to face up and play basketball. And then Zorn, if you let him set his feet, is a great shooter. But they need Bryce Soulsby, and they need Trent Platfoot, and they need Gavin Boozer to come out there and actually take some shots tonight. Because they should win the basketball game, let's just be honest.
Right.
And this is a game that those guys need to take some shots to start maybe getting a little bit of confidence.
Ethan Zorn made honorable mention All Shelby County League. That's the young man who's very capable of draining 4 or 5 outside jump shots. He can produce 10 or 12 for you. If he does that, that'll give Jackson Center a triumvirate, a trio
right.
of scorers, and that's a lot tougher to defend than just two.
It is, and the thing about Zorn is, if you guard him on the arc, he doesn't like to really put it on the floor and go in, but if you let him set his feet and he catches like a skip pass against the zone, he is a deadly shooter.
What in the world does Ansonia do tonight to try to defend Jackson Center? Obviously, the Tigers of Ansonia have not played the competition like Jackson Center has in the Shelby County League. Somehow or other, you've got to keep Drew Soulsby out of the lane. That's where he can do a lot of damage. He'll score from in there. He'll assist. He'll flip it to Zorn for the three, or Brady will pop out and shoot the three. First man to control, I think, probably, is Drew Soulsby. Get the ball out of his hand some way and don't allow him to get it back.
Well, if you can do that, then, yeah, you're right. The place where I think that Soulsby recently, when we've watched him play, his outside jumper from three has been on the rim, but he's not been making them, and he needs to get that going because if he doesn't, then you can play a foot off of him and try to keep him from getting into the lane, because you're right, once he gets in the lane, you're in trouble.
Earlier today here on scorersbroadcast.com, we covered a couple of sectional finals for you. At the girls' Division IV tournament in Sydney, Fort Loramie won over Botkin 68-34 as expected.
And in the first game of the day, Jackson Center edged Houston by a score of 48-40. That was a four-point game with about 90 seconds to go. Jackson Center did win and will advance to a district championship game next Saturday at either 11 or 1 o'clock against Tri-Village, which I did believe beat Newton.
Yes, yeah. We saw. I think they beat them by like 15 or so.
So it's Tri-Village Jackson Center in girls district championship play at 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock, my mistake, 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock next Saturday. And Fort Loramie plays Cincinnati Country Day in a 3 o'clock district title game. I believe that is official. That's the third game of the day at Tippecanoe. Understand that the Versailles girls won, the Anna girls lost in Division III sectional championship action. Earlier this week, Summit Country Day, an outstanding Division III team, which beat Fort Loramie in the classic in the country at Berlin Island, lost to Madeira. So that Division III regional, after the district championship games are settled next Saturday in Springfield, that D3 regional might not be as potent as perhaps once first thought. Summit Country Day and Anna were both ranked in the top 4 or 5 in the state all year in girls Division III, and they're out.
Well, I'm a firm believer that those rankings hardly ever mean anything.
Exactly.
Because they go from name recognition. The people voting don't see them play. They've seen some of the teams in their area, but they don't see the teams on the other side of the state play.
Right.
So they look at a record, they remember Anna, and from the fact that they've been to the Columbus, and that's how they vote. So I don't think that means a lot. But I think you're right about the Division IV is going to be quite a war, with Minster probably coming down, Fort Loramie playing state caliber basketball right now. Jackson Center, I think, has a real shot at getting there. It should be exciting.
So many thanks tonight to our great underwriting sponsors presenting this game between Jackson Center and Ansonia. It's the first game of the sectional tournament for these two clubs. A lower bracket opening rounder. American Architectural Glass, new location now in Fort Loramie for AAG Inc., formerly located in Clayton, now in Fort Loramie. Owner is Jason Meyer of Fort Loramie, and that's where American Architectural Glass is now situated. Thanks to AAG Inc., an underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Along with Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, McCall Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Staley in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service, the Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week, Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. On-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. A new underwriting sponsor, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. The building market knows Francis Schulze as a distributor for many high-quality products. Masonite, Superior aluminum columns and railings, Safeway garage doors, and more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for dealers. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs
promoted by scorersbroadcast.com. On the web at Francis Schulze. That's Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E, FrancisSchulze.com. Right now, the Ansonia Tigers out in front of us being introduced. Devin Sink is a freshman guard, 5 feet 10 inches tall. Aiden Sanders, a 6 foot 1 inch sophomore wing player. Hunter Muir, spelled M-U-I-R, 6'3 freshman. Trevor Alexander, a 6'1 sophomore at a wing. And at a guard, Dane Wentworth, 11 points a game, 6 feet tall, and a senior. Jackson Center Tigers being introduced. Ethan Zorn, Gavin Boozer, Drew Sosby at 21 a game. Bryce Sosby, his brother, enters the floor. Brady Wildermuth, 6'6, 18 points a game. Jackson Center, the home team in the white, orange, and black trim. And Ansonia, the road team, black from top to bottom. Orange numerals, orange Ansonia across the chest. And orange outlining down the sides of the shorts. And it's difficult to tell, Chuck, which side of the gym is whose. Orange and black all over the place. I believe that throng of people over there on the other side is the Jackson Center population.
No doubt about it.
Yep. Big crowd here from Jackson Center. Lower deck just about filled to capacity with folks decorated in orange and black from Jackson Center country. Opening tip to start the game, won by Jackson Center. It is Bryce Sosby giving it up to Brady Wildermuth, who signals play number one, motioning his offensive players to rearrange themselves. Zorn's got the ball high left. Top of the circle, Drew Sosby, right side to Bryce. And Sonya in a zone, that's for sure.
Well, that's the only way they're going to be able to stay with them.
Sosby, top of the key, right wing, Brady Wildermuth. Cross court to Bryce Sosby. Now to Brady. Here's Drew setting up, shooting a long three ball. Good! Drew Sosby had a little bit of an opening. Not much, but he doesn't need a lot of space to get off that triple, and he popped it in. 3-0, Jackson Center in the lead. Here's Ansonia with a minute gone. Forecourt to our right. Trevor Alexander's got the ball 20 feet away, gives it to Aiden Sanders. Sanders out high to Alexander. Looks like Ansonia's going to play keep away, Chuck, and try to keep the scoring level way down. Here's Dane Wentworth, top of the key, spreads it out, gives it to Sink, 30 feet away. Sink on the dribble, picked up by Bryce Sosby. Sink goes to the arc, flips it behind him to a teammate who drives through the top of the key. It's Aiden Sanders. He pulls up and laterals off to Dane Wentworth. 6:25 to go here in the first quarter. Loose ball out beyond the top of the key. Diving forward to Sink for Ansonia. He's undercut on the play by Ethan Zorn of Jackson Center.
Normally, when an underdog like this comes out and decides they're going to hold the ball, he just turns into a lot more turnovers.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. The team that becomes tentative, especially this early in the contest, can tend to turn it over. Here is Ansonia jumping and shooting outside the arc in the left wing. Good-looking shot by Sink. It circled the iron 3 times and came out. Ansonia up in arms. The rebound goes out of bounds. Ansonia fans thought Jackson Center got a piece of it.
I think they wanted Brady Wildermuth to be called for grabbing his arm so he couldn't control the ball.
That might have been a good point. And here's Drew Sosby cutting through the paint for Jackson Center, and he's held by an Ansonia defender. 5:55 to go here in the first quarter, 3-0 in favor of Jackson Center. Zorn will inbound, baseline left for Jackson Center. It goes into Brady Wildermuth. He's double-teamed. On the arc to Drew Sosby, rotated near side to Zorn. Left corner, Bryce Sosby, look out, good on the three ball.
That's what they need to see right there. Even if you don't make it, you got to shoot it.
That's probably the first game this year, Chuck, in which Jackson Center starts out a triple made by Drew Sosby. And then his brother follows up with a three-pointer.
to give the Tigers of Jackson Center a 6-0 lead.
But you're right.
If Bryce can keep the defense respectable and make a couple, at least shoot 5 or 6, one or two each quarter if possible,
right,
and make a third of them. Of course, head coach Scott Elkert would be happy with 50%. Here's Ansoni inbounding baseline left after Jackson Center hammered the ball out of bounds. Dane Wentworth misses the 15-foot J. Here come the Jackson Center Tigers down the floor. And my goodness, are the Sosbys ever on? Drew Sosby with a line drive triple. Drew's got one. Bryce has got one. Drew another. 9-0 Jackson Center. And Ansonia wants a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, a good beginning for Jackson Center. It's going to be really tough now for Ansonia to hold the basketball down 9-0 in 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's what takes that strategy out of play.
Lane Clark, a 6'1 junior, now in the game for Ansonia. He's got the ball 30 feet away. 4:50 remaining in the first quarter. 9-0 in favor of Jackson Center. Ansonia still content to pitch it around on the arc. It goes from Sink to Muir, now to Alexander. Brady Wildermuth comes out to guard very closely against Lane Clark. Down to 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. Wentworth into the top of the key, stops. Hands it back outside to Sink. He's pressured by Bryce Sosby. Sink begins a drive down the lane, pulls up, throws on the arc to a teammate. Here's a long jump shot. No good by Alexander. It hit the back iron, kicked away to Bryce Sosby, who whips a pass to Bougereau on the right. He catches and lays it in. How about that, Chuck? Bryce Sosby's got 3 points, and Gavin Bougereau's got two.
And Bryce Sosby got the assist there.
3:58 to go here in the first quarter, 11-0 Jackson Center. And Sonia on the far side of the court as Jackson Center poked the ball out of bounds. Inbounding again is Ansonia. It's fed into play to Aiden Sanders. Sanders hands off to Lane Clark, who pops out. Right back to Sink, 35 feet away. We're beyond the halfway mark of the first quarter, 11-0 Jackson Center. Deep in the right corner, Clark wings it near side to Sanders. Brady Wildermuth is on the post player, Hunter Muir, very closely. Big size disadvantage there. Here's a jump shot from three-point territory by Lane Clark. It rattles around, comes off, taken down by Jackson Center, Zorn. Up ahead to Drew Sosby. Cross-court skip pass intended for Zorn. It goes high and away and into the first row of the seats.
And Zorn was wide open. That diagonal pass was there. He just kind of airmailed it.
And Sonia will bring it down the floor, trailing 11-0. Kind of reminds me of the start Jackson Center had against Anna late in the year, Chuck, at the Habitat of the Cat in that big Shelby County League game. Anna came back and won it.
Yeah, I don't see Jackson stopping scoring tonight, though.
Wonder what the odds are for Ansonia coming back from 11-0 to win this game tonight. Less than a percent?
Yeah.
2:52 to go here in the first quarter. Ansonia darned and determined to hold the basketball. 2:42 left to go here in the first quarter. Steal by Gavin Boozer. A run out by Brady Wildermuth. He dunks it. He stuffed it. And a foul against Ansonia. Big time flush for Brady Wildermuth. Taken away by Boozer and Zorn. They put the two timeout on the Ansonia guard. And Brady got the jam to our left. Ansonia needs another timeout. Ansonia reeling a little bit. Jackson Center up quickly. 13-0, 2:40 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Chuck, this is not the beginning Ansonia wanted, that's for sure.
No, but it is absolutely the start of the game that Jackson Center wanted to see.
Righto. Free throw by Brady Wildermuth. He swishes to make it 14-0. Jackson Center leads Ansonia with 2:33 to go here in the first quarter. Ansonia gets the ball to the timeline. Gavin Boozer is right there waiting on Trevor Alexander. Bounce pass outside the arc on the right to Devin Sink. Ball thrown into the post. Back to the basket. It's Muir turning, fading, hitting a banker around Brady Wildermuth. 14-2. Ansonia's first bucket comes with 2:12 to go in the first quarter.
Good footwork by the freshman that time against Wildermuth. It was a really good shot blocker.
That was a little nifty dance step in the paint by Muir to get the hoop. Here's Sosby at the foul line for Jackson Center. Fading away from 16. Line drive short. Long rebound. Kicks right back to it. To Zorn. Bounce pass near side to Bryce Sosby. He weaves to Wildermuth in the post. Good throw to a cutter down the lane. Drew Sosby flipped it up there on the run too hard. And Sonia gets the rebound. Minute 36 to go, first quarter. 14-2 in favor of Jackson Center. 30 feet out, Lane Clark. Left side pass to Dane Wentworth. Back to Clark. Starts to drive. Works hard against Zorn. Gets into the lane. Feeds across the bottom of the key to Muir. Muir doesn't shoot this time against Wildermuth. Instead throws it back outside to Clark. Muir squares up at the foul stripe. Tries a fadeaway this time on Brady, who tips it into the air. He got a block. A minute to go, first quarter. Muir was successful once, not the second time against Brady Wildermuth, who gave it up to Sosby. Back to Brady, baseline right. Look at him go to work. Shot fake, might have been fouled. Stripped away, though, by Ansonia. No whistle from the referee. Ansonia will take it. 44 seconds to go in the first quarter. 14-2, Jackson Center. Lane Clark, 25 feet out, gives it off on the play to Wentworth. 32 seconds to go in the first. Deep in the left corner, it is Braden Swab, 5'10 sophomore, in off the bench. He's got the ball. Feeds it to Wentworth with 21 seconds to go. Ball bounced to Clark, foul line, runs down the left side of the lane, left-handed hook, no good. Rebounded by Brady Wildermuth. Out to Bryce Sosby to Drew, who looks at the clock and sees 9 seconds, now 8. Drew on the bounce, gets a high screen from Brady. Bounce pass left corner, shot fake by Zorn, cross court to Bryce, he guns the 3 ball, good! He banks it in! Bryce Sosby, 25-footer at the buzzer! All Jackson Center. The Sosbys are doing the damage big time. 17-2 in favor of Jackson Center over Ansonia on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steak,
steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And Sonya starts the second quarter with two long attempted threes. Each one misses badly. The second goes out of bounds, and Jackson Center, ahead 17-2, will bring the ball down the floor.
Well, the first one would have been an air ball, too, but the backboard got in the way.
Drew Sosby, right side pass to Ethan Zorn for Jackson Center. Zorn on a weave. Gavin Boozer's got it. Now here's Drew Sosby, head of the key, little pick and roll with Boozer, no pass there. Now to Bryce. Bryce Sosby to Wildermuth, back to Bryce, thought about the triple, didn't take it. Right corner, Ethan Zorn, and Sonya in a zone. Here's Bryce Sosby again, it's online, it hits the back iron, ricochets outside to Ansonia. Ansonia's got the ball, forecourt to her right. It's Aiden Sanders to Muir. Outside to Alexander. Minute gone, second quarter, 17-2, Jackson Center. Ball thrown to the post to Muir, and Brady Wildermuth, with those long arms, reaches around, tips it away. It's taken down the floor by Drew Sosby. Look at him fly to the rim, all the way to the cup with a left-handed layup.
What a hesitation move that was.
Stop and go. He shook the Ansonia defender, 19-2. Fine play by Drew Sosby. After the Wildermuth steal. 17-point lead, Jackson Center, a minute and a half gone here in the second quarter. And Sonya's got the ball 25 feet out. It's Muir. He wants to drive on Brady, can't do it. Brady Wildermuth, Chuck, moves his feet so well laterally. About as good as a big man in high school basketball can do it at 6'6".
Yeah, he guards on the arc, and he also goes in. He's a heck of a shot blocker.
He's got good timing on his leaps into the air to spike that ball right back in your face, and he's nimble on his feet, too.
Well, his brother Gavin was as good a defender as I've seen in high school basketball.
Here's a dribble drive into the paint by Ansonia's Wentworth, and he comes right back out with the ball, gives it to Sanders. 5:43 to go, second quarter. 20 feet out, it's Alexander, rotated far left wing to Sanders. Bounce pass to Muir in the lane. Muir's got a smaller man on him. Twists and turns against Zorn and gets the roll. Little half-hook shot from 8 feet away. And it bounced in favorably for Ansonia. Good soft-touch shot. Here's Zorn. Top of the key. Left side. It goes on the play to Brady Wildermuth. Cross-court to Bryce Sosby. Into the post to Drew. Drew back out to Zorn to Brady, who lost it. He journeyed to the sideline to get it back, picks it up, gives it to Drew, who steps inside the arc, jumps, shoots, missed a 16-footer off the back brace, the rebound down to Ansonia. 19-4, Jackson Center, 4:50 to go here in quarter number two. Here's a bad pass by Ansonia, steal by Drew Sosby. Oh, lead out down the floor to a teammate, Boozer. He suspends himself and makes the shot. Athletic play by Gavin Boozer. Well done by him. Boy, good, well-rounded team performance. Bryce Sosby, Gavin Boozer contributing significantly, Chuck. Just what we talked about in the pregame.
Well, I guarantee you that they talked about this. I mean, Coach Elkert knows where their weaknesses were, and he had to talk about this.
21-4, Jackson Center leads Ansonia, 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Ansonia's got the ball forecourt to our right. Dribble drive by Sink into the lane, a lot of contact. He might have initiated it. Yep, he did. Ethan Zorn was planted, charging foul on Ansonia.
Anytime you see the arm get that extended, it's going to be called on the offense.
Chuck, I don't think I have ever seen two more identical mascots
one at one end of the floor, another at the other end of the floor. These two Tigers look like twins. Here's a drive into the lane by Drew Sosby of Jackson Center right in front. He danced around the iron and came off to Ansonia. 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Dribble drive by Muir into the paint. Feeds it outside to Swab. Swab to Sink, who tries to light it up from 25 feet. It bangs off the iron. Rebound to Drew Sosby. Down the floor into the right corner of Platfoot, who's checked in now. Trent Platfoot, the 5'11 freshman for Jackson Center. Here's Bryce Sosby. Cross court to Trent. He jumps and shoots a triple. Got it! Everybody getting into the act for Jackson Center.
It's 5 threes now.
This could be the start of big things to come for Jackson Center. The most well-rounded in the first two quarters of play the Tigers have been all year long. 24-4, Jackson Center, midway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled to perfection patties of our own fresh, never frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
Ansonia is down 24-4. Don't think the Ansonia Tigers thought the Jackson Center Tigers would put on this kind of a show from every single different part of the floor. Each one of Jackson Center's players making major impact offensively on this game so far. And that's been something head coach Scott Elkert has wanted to see happen. And it could be developing at just the right time.
Well, this is a game where they get confidence, and then when they go out against a team that's going to be more competitive, they have to feel like they can still play this way.
Right. Yep, Coach Elkert hoping that this extends on into the tournament. 3 minutes to go, second quarter, and Sonya's been held to 4 points. Both field goals were the same player, Hunter Muir. He's got a goal in each quarter, right, Chuck?
Yes, he's a pretty good-looking freshman.
Here's a fadeaway jump shot from 17 feet by Wentworth. It is good. Leading scorer on the year, 11 points a game for Ansonia. Dane Wentworth knocks down a jumper. Here's Jackson Center to our left, leading 24-6. 2.5 to go till halftime. Brady Wildermuth at the high post wings a pass to the cutter, Plantfoot. It's too hot to handle, a bit behind him.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he was throwing in the ball there.
Nope. And it goes on to the far side of the court, out of bounds. Head coach Scott Elkert telling Brady, hey, patience now. 2:23 to go, second quarter, 24-6, Jackson Center. Here's Lane Clark on the arc. Hands off to Swab. Swab to Wentworth. 25 feet away, it goes to Sanders. And Sonia content to throw the ball around some 25 feet from the hoop. Penetrating very seldom. Here's Wentworth faking right, going left. Pulls up in the lane against Bryce Sosby. And that's a great defensive play. And official Danny Dyer across the way, Chuck, gives recognition to it. He says it's a jump.
That is a good call. I'll tell you what, Drew Sosby has as quick a hands as anybody in the area.
Lightning-like hands from Drew, who caused the tie-up, the jump ball. Jackson Center gets it. 24-6, Jackson Center leads. 1:50 to go here in the first half. Brady Wildermuth, 25 feet away, hangs on. Motions, near side it goes to Bryce Sosby, on top to Drew. Right corner, Ethan Zorn. They're trying to rotate it and get the ball to Brady Wildermuth with the defender on his hip at the block. Foul line extended left. Bryce Sosby's got the basketball. Jumping, shooting, and pouring in another one. 3 field goals for Bryce Sosby. Great sight to see for Jackson Center. 1:16 to go, second quarter. 26-6, Jackson Center leads. Platfoot guarding tightly against Sanders of Ansonia. Ball thrown to Dane Wentworth. Wentworth to Clark in the left corner. Into the post to Muir. Brady's on him. Muir spins one way, the other way. Blocked on the play by Brady Wildermuth. Loose ball stabbed out of bounds by Jackson Center in the corner. 56 seconds to go in the half.
Boy, Ansonia wants to attack with Hunter Muir in the lane. He does have two field goals, Chuck. But life is really tough for him inside against the likes of Brady Wildermuth.
Well, Brady Wildermuth does that against seniors, so it's not unbelievable he's doing it to a freshman.
Baseline left, Clark inbounds. Gets thrown to the corner to Wentworth. Long fadeaway. Missed it hard. Rebound Jackson Center. Bryce Hosby on the loose. Up the four to the foul line. Back out to Drew. Now to Bryce. Lob pass. Baseline right to Wildermuth. He's double teamed. Still shoots it. No, but he's fouled. And he'll get two. In fact, Hunter Muir came from the weak side to make it a triple team. Brady still almost made the shot. Two free throws coming for him. 40.2 to go in the first half. Foul shot by Brady Wildermuth is good. 27-6 Jackson Center. Second one here for Brady. He bounces the ball on the floor and swishes again. 28-6 in favor of Jackson Center with 38 seconds to go in quarter number two. And Sonia brings the ball down far left side of the court. It's fed to Muir. Muir outside to Sanders. High right to Schwab. Between the rings to Wentworth. Now to Clark, 25 feet away. Zorn on him. Ball thrown to Schwab. Near the Pickwa Indians logo. Two steps from center court. Dribble drive down the paint by Alexander. Pulls up in the corner. Gives it up. Back out to Clark. 5 seconds to go. First half. Here's Wentworth starting a drive. Pulls up. Forces a shot or a pass down below the rim. It goes out of bounds, and the buzzer sounds. At that last sequence by Ansonia, not artistic. It resulted in a poor attempt at the basket. Credit Jackson Center with tremendous defense against Ansonia the entire first half of play. 28-6, Jackson Center leads Ansonia by 22 points here at the half on Scores Broadcast. We've got Wilson Health Sports Medicine coming up to underwrite our halftime report with Chuck when we come back. Jackson Center leads Ansonia 28-6 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're about 8 minutes away from the start of the second half. Jackson Center leads Ansonia by a score of 28-6 at the halftime break. And the two Tiger mascots are out at midcourt talking with each other right now. Chuck, they are lookalikes. I think the Jackson Center Tiger is maybe 6 inches taller.
Yeah, definitely got some height advantage there. I think it's Wildermuth against the point guard right there.
Hey, don't miss out on big savings. Great furniture, high quality furniture pieces at Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Goffney is at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Furniture items priced just right for your budget. For adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, dining and living rooms, five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for even more savings. Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47 west of I-75. And don't forget, for your convenience, use free of charge the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Jackson Center's ahead by 22 points.
Well, rebounding advantage 10-5. Each team has one offensive rebound. Neither team's turned the ball much. I'm impressed with Ansonia. Only turned the ball four times. Jackson Center turned it three times. The Tigers are 3 of 3 from the free throw line, and the other Tigers haven't shot one yet. All good scoring for Ansonia. Muir has 4, and Wentworth has 2. They scored 2 and 4, only 6 points at the half. On the other side, Jackson Center, a lot more balance. This is what you like to see. Bryce and Drew Sosby each with 8. 5 for Wildermuth, 4 for Boozer, and 3 for Platfoot. They scored 17 and 11, 28-6 at the half.
Wow.
This is what you've been looking for.
Whew. Yeah, that is terrific balance for the Jackson Center Tigers, to be sure. You got Drew Sosby with 8 points. Brady Wildermuth only 5 at intermission. And he's got to go a ways to get his points per game average better than 18. But the guards for Jackson Center really picking up the slack. Just in time for head coach Scott Elkert and the Jackson Center Tigers as we begin tournament play here tonight. 28-6, Jackson Center over Ansonia. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nicholson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Welcome back here to Pickwa High School, Garvery Gym, the scene of Game 2 here tonight. First round, sectional play, bottom bracket. Opening game tonight went to Triad easily over Riverside. Triad won Game 1 tonight, so that means Triad takes on Fairlawn, which took a bye. Triad-Fairlawn, Game 1 on Wednesday night. 6 o'clock start, Wednesday evening, Triad-Fairlawn. The winner of this game here between Jackson Center and Ansonia will take on the winner of her final game tonight, Botkins and Covington, in the nightcap on Wednesday at 7:30. Time now for a student-athlete spotlight segment here on Scores Broadcast, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal Equipment promotes student academic success and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast over 9 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we highlight a few seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers. Outstanding academic students. Very good student athletes. Fine players on the court. Of course, Jackson Center will miss Drew Sosby. He's a 12th grader, as is Ethan Zorn. They are the two seniors on this tournament varsity roster for the Jackson Center Tigers. Drew Sosby, a 12th grader. Ethan Zorn, a 12th grader. They'll be missed sorely. Head coach Scott Uckert will find a way to replace them, but it won't be easy, that's for sure. Two outstanding student athletes, Drew Sosby, Ethan Zorn, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jackson Center 28 and Sonya 6, seconds away from the start of the third quarter. A new underwriting sponsor on Scores, broadcast.com, Primary Eye Care Associates. Locations in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. New location in Fort Loramie, no longer South Main Street. The new spot, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie for Primary Eye Care Associates. That's at 705 and Dawson Road, right across from Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. New Fort Loramie location for Primary Eye Care Associates. Eight outstanding doctors of optometry serve in Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Sydney, St. Paris, and Troy. Evening hours, Saturday morning hours, accepting new patients. Most insurance coverages accepted as well. Primary Eye Care Associates, new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. The doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care thoroughly enjoy taking care of the vision and eye health of our families, our friends, and communities in West Central Ohio. Quick basket by Ansonia to start the third quarter. Jackson Center hustles up into the forecourt, and Zorn guns a three. It's off the side of the iron, no good. Rebound taken down by Ansonia. Guard for Ansonia. Sink made the field goal for the Ansonia Tigers. Devin Sink, a 5'10 freshman, got the bucket to start the second half. Here's a steal by Jackson Center. Quickly down the floor to Bryce Sosby. Hands off on the play to Drew. Drew to Boozer, cutting into the lane. Back out to Bryce. It goes to the timeline. Oh, what a save by Bryce Sosby, who leaped into the air, suspended himself over the backcourt area, prevented the over and back call, and flipped it to a teammate, and the offense is restarted. Here's Drew Sosby in the post. Turnaround short shot. It's good. And he's fouled. Boy, that's where Drew is so difficult to defend, Chuck.
When he gets in the lane, he is tough to handle.
And that was a set play. Field goal by Drew Sosby. 30-8 Jackson Center. He was fouled in the act of scoring. He rimmed the shot. And with 6:20 left to go here in the third quarter, Jackson Center leads 30-8. It was 28-6 after two, each team with a goal in the third quarter. Intercepted pass by Jackson Center, quickly down the floor to Zorn. He spots up, lets go the three. It hit the rim, no good. Weak side rebound, pulled down on the play by Sink of Ansonia, and he is fouled.
Didn't get a score, but I got a result. Piqua beat Beaver Creek by three in their first sectional game. They'll play the winner of Greenville-Belmont now.
And Sonia on the attack to midcourt. Ethan Zorn picks up Alexander. Now it goes to Sink. Dribble drive, top of the key. Bryce shows beyond him. And Sonia's got the ball deep in the right corner. Now it's rotated near side to Sanders. Wraparound pass to Muir. He goes to work on Wildermuth. Spins once, twice. Might have gotten away with a walk. Hook shot, no good. Rebound by Brady Wildermuth. He skips up ahead, goes behind the arc to Zorn. Fires a pass left wing to Boozer. Jumps and shoots from 15. Around and out, no good. Zorn goes flying through the air to get the rebound. Now to Bryce Sosby. He dropped it, picked it up. Hangs on, goes to Wildermuth into the post, back to the basket, twirling to the rim, made the shot, but wipe it off the board. Offensive foul against Brady Wildermuth of Jackson Center. Five minutes, 13 seconds left to be played here in quarter number three, 30-8 in favor of Jackson Center over Ansonia. Jackson Center, the home team on the scoreboard, wearing the white. Black numbers outlined in orange. And Sonia, black from top to bottom. Orange numerals, and Sonia in orange across the chest. Coming out to catch 25 feet away, it's Braden Swab for Ansonia, a guard. He teams up with Sink in the backcourt. Now it goes to Muir, 25 feet away. 4:48 to go, third quarter. Here is Lane Clark catching. Skip pass, cross court, right side, Alexander. Back out to Clark. And Sonia playing keep away. Here's an attempted steal by Brady Wildermuth. Muir starts toward the basket, then stops, comes right back out. Hands it off to Clark. Clark threw the paint to the foul line, no shot. And Sonia resets the attack. This is a combination of Ansonia being very patient, Chuck, and Jackson Center's defense not breaking down.
Right, they play outstanding team defense.
Here's a loose ball on the floor, knocked away by Brady Wildermuth. Falling on it is Zorn, and Sonia player is there. And possession given to Ansonia because Zorn was called for traveling.
He rolled over with the ball,
yeah.
So automatic call.
Ansonia at midcourt, bounce pass right side to Clark, 25 feet out. He pulls up in the lane, doesn't shoot. Brady Wildermuth fights the ball loose. Here's Brady barging down the floor, crosses over right to left, all the way to the cup. No good, but he's shoved. And he'll get two at the stripe. 3:51 to go in the third quarter, 30-8 in favor of Jackson Center over Ansonia. Well, we've got over 4 minutes in the third quarter and only 4 points scored. Free throw by Brady in the air, and it is good. Very high shot, hit the front rim, backboard, came back to the front, bounced around a little bit, and fell through. 31-8 in favor of Jackson Center. Second foul shot by Brady, he dips the knees, eyes the bucket, very lofty free throw. Front rim, backboard, to the front again, this one falls down into the lap of Clark. He's got the rebound for Ansonia. Only two field goals in the third quarter of this game between the two clubs. Ball thrown to Sink. 25 feet out, it's Wentworth. Back to Sink. Sink hangs on, dribbles against Zorn. Now retreats, wants to drive. Zorn knocks it away. Ball loose in the corner. And Zorn for Jackson Center nearly gobbles it up before it goes out of bounds. No foul called. It's off the Jackson Center Tigers' last. And Sonia head coach Chad Kramer biting his lip thought Zorn fouled, but no call. The officials letting the defenders reach. If there's not much body contact, it's being permitted.
Well, I'll tell you what, a reach is not a foul. Contact's a foul.
Here's Sink, foul line, spin and move. Running one-hander down the lane. Good. Nice soft shot by Devin Sink of Ansonia. That's a nice play. Here is Brady Wildermuth down to the inside as Jackson Center penetrates quickly. Brady goes up very boldly, but he is clobbered, and he gets two more free throws. Well, up. And Sonia, Chuck, has got two buckets in the third quarter. Jackson Center just one. Here's the free throw by Brady Wildermuth. It's long off the back iron. Brady shoots that free throw, Chuck, with a lot of loft to it. Maybe needs to spike it back down the other direction. That one, too, is way up in the air, and it's off the back brace. 31-10, Jackson Center, 2:51 to go here in the third quarter. No cause for concern, though. The Tigers still lead by 21 points. Here's an overplay by Brady out high. He makes a steal, starts up the floor, but Wildermuth is called for over-guarding. And head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center can't believe that the whistle blew. That's the call that the Ansonia head coach has been wanting the entire game. 2:38 left to go, third quarter. With the ball, Braden Schwab, 30 feet out. 31-10, Jackson Center. Here's Aiden Sanders. Off to Clark near the timeline. Brady all over him. Tries to take it away, can't. Here's Sanders on the arc, left wing. Between the rings to Wentworth. Ball fed back to Sanders. Little shifty move into the lane. Drew a two-shot foul on his way to the rim. And Sonia doing more with its execution, Chuck, here in the third quarter. And I think the Jackson Center bench has been hit with a technical foul. Now, both coaches have gotten a little hot with how the tight guarding has been called here in the third quarter.
Well, you hate to see there's two guys that are calling the heck of a game. The one who called the technical is the one that's missed like five calls.
Here's the free throw by Ansonia, up and in. Technical shots made by Sanders. Free throw again to Sanders, short, no good. Now, he might have been fouled in the act of shooting.
Yeah, now we're going to shoot the two teams.
So those were his two free throws. Yeah, he was collared on his way to the basket while putting the ball up in the air. And now the techs are tried by Wentworth, the leading scorer on the year, 11 points a game, and he buries the first technical free throw to make it 31-12. Second technical shot is on its way, in and out, no good. So Ansonia makes 2 of 4. And it's still a 19-point lead for Jackson Center. And at side court, the ball will be played in by Ansonia's Aiden Sanders. Sanders gives it up on the play to Schwab. Schwab between the circles. Flat foot on the floor now for Jackson Center. He is guarding Sink tightly. Sanders has it. Right wing, goes to the corner. Pulls up, doesn't shoot. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 31-12, Jackson Center. Jackson Center at 28 points at the halftime. Only 3 now in the third period. Baseline right. Muir's got the ball. Doubled. Wildermuth all over him. Ball lobbed top of the circle to Sink. Here's a fadeaway triple. Off to the left, no good. Rebounded by Zorn of Jackson Center. Bounce pass ahead to Plattfoot. Plattfoot with a shake and bake move into the lane. He's got it for 2. Trent Plattfoot, dynamite effort. He shook the Ansonia defender, whipped him, and drove all the way to the rim. Timeout, Ansonia. 1:27 left to go here in the third quarter. It's 33-12 in favor of Jackson Center. We'll keep it right here and tell our listeners all about Brookins in Fort Loramie. It's been a fixture in the community downtown since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special tonight on Saturday evenings. Your food is cooked fresh. Have an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barnhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S. Jackson Center's got the ball, 25 feet from the basket, being handled by Trevor Alexander with 107 to go in the third quarter. And Jackson Center ahead, 33-12. Coming out to catch, high left is Muir, picked up by Brady Wildermuth. It's fed to the post to Schwab. Schwab tries to go across the lane, intercepted by Drew Sosby, who dashes down the floor, running toward the rim, off balance, foul against Ansonia. Two free throws for Drew Sosby.
I was mistaken on that pick was scored. They're up seven. It's in the third quarter now. That was not a final.
Might have been a, what, halftime score maybe?
Well, I'm not sure. I said, was that a final? And he said yes, but he just came back and said seven. And I went, so they're still playing and it was over?
That was a final halftime score.
It was a partial score.
Yeah. First free throw by Drew Sosby, up and good for Jackson Center. Second one is on target too, 35-12. Jackson Center in front comfortably with 47 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Aiden Sanders has the ball 30 feet away for Ansonia. Fakes left, goes right. Picked up by Brady Wildermuth on the arc. Ball dished off on the play to Wentworth. He finds a little crease, goes into the lane, shoots it with the left hand, no good. Rebounded by Jackson Center. 27 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sosby stretches out the floor between the circles, backs up near the timeline. Guarded by Wentworth. Drew still on the bounce. 13, 12, 11. Drew dribbling, hooks a pass, far corner, flat foot, three ball. It is bouncing, no good. Brady Wildermuth might have fouled in the rebound attempt. Tug of war for the ball, ruled a jump, and Jackson Center keeps it. 4.4 to play into the third quarter. Brady will inbound about 10 feet to the right of the basket. Wildermuth looking, trying to find Sosby. Instead goes to Zorn. Ball pop free. Sosby picks it up. A wild 18-footer, no good off to the right. He thought he was fouled, no call. Third quarter's history. Jackson Center 35 and Sonia 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee from here at Pickwa High School. Jackson Center leads 35-12, a reprieve of sorts for Ansonia, Chuck, in the third quarter. Jackson Center outscored Ansonia by only 7-6. Yeah. Here's a baseline drive by Wentworth, no good. He overshoots for Ansonia. Rebound down to Brady Wildermuth. Brady, deep right corner to Zorn. Zorn on the bounce. Let's go a triple. High archer. A beauty. It's in. Ethan Zorn from way outside. A beautiful shot right on target. He buried it. 7:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, contributions coming from all over the court for Jackson Center. Here's a good-looking answer by Sink of Ansonia. He lights it up from behind the arc, a 23-footer.
The freshman's got a 7-point half going.
38-15. Good-looking ninth grade player, 5'10", freshman guard, Devin Sink for Ansonia. Brady Wildermuth, head of the key for Jackson Center. Left side pass goes to Blackfoot. Right corner, Zorn. Screen from Drew Sosby. Ball fed back to Drew, right back to Zorn, deep right corner. Ball flipped to cross court to Boozer in the lane to Drew. Oh, great shot fake all the way to the cup. It bounced off the rim, no good. Zorn with the board, back out of trouble. Oh, a neat pass. Down inside to Brady Wildermuth for two more. Ethan Zorn with eyes in the back of his head on that play. 40-15, Jackson Center, 6:12 to go here in the fourth. Long three-point try, Wentworth, Ansonia way short. Rebound, Brady Wildermuth. He motors down the floor, gives it up to Platfoot. Top of the circle, Zorn, he lets it fly. Got it again. Ethan Zorn is red hot. Jackson Center has played three brilliant quarters here tonight. The first, second, and a fine start to the fourth. 43-15 in favor of Jackson Center. 5:40 to play here in quarter number four. And Ansonia needs a timeout as the Ansonia Tigers are stymied trying to run their offense against Jackson Center. We're back in a moment. 28-point lead, Jackson Center. 5:39 to go, fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
And Sonia's Lane Clark inbounding right in front of us. 5:39 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center in the lead, 43-15 over Ansonia. Marvelous contributions here tonight from everybody on the floor for Jackson Center. Here's a fadeaway bank shot put up there by Dane Wentworth behind the foul line. No good for Ansonia. The long rebound caroms out to Bryce Sosby for Jackson Center. To Drew, lobbing down to Brady Wildermuth, low on the right. Backs his defender down. Again, foul on Ansonia, which simply could not stop Brady from working his body toward the basket. Low block right side, and Brady's got a couple free throws. Like to see Brady, Chuck, bring the arch down just a little bit on these foul shots.
Well, he made his first three, and then he missed three in a row, so we'll see which one he's going to do this time.
He's 4 of 7. That's a make right there. 44-15, Jackson Center. Second free throw by Brady. Eyes the basket, two dribbles. Good again. Well, maybe I like that arch after all.
Everything looks good when it goes through the rim.
Yeah, you can say that again. 5:08 to go here in the fourth quarter. 45-15 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers have inserted a couple new faces. Chase Hickman now on the floor, 6'4 junior. Here's a deep three, right corner. It is no good by Ansonia's Lane Clark. Rebound down to Zorn of Jackson Center, ahead to Brady Wildermuth. 30-point lead for Jackson Center. Right side pass to Bryce Sosby. Right corner Hickman, back to Bryce. Shot fake. Works inside the arc. Gives it back to Brady, 25 feet away. 4:33 to go in the game. 45-15, Jackson Center leads. Defending 20 feet from the hoop, it's Aiden Sanders on Drew Sosby. Ball whistled into the right corner to Hickman. Out to Bryce. Setting, shooting. Long high archer a little off to the left. No. Rebound Ansonia. Bursting down the floor. Sink. Pulls up outside the arc. Skips it cross court on the play to Swab. Down low to Muir. Hickman and Wildermuth on him. Tries the reverse. It hit the backboard. He got it back. threw it to Wentworth, right corner, fadeaway shot, got it. Three-pointer by Wentworth of Ansonia. 45-18 in favor of Jackson Center. 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Bryce Sosby outside the arc on the left. Gives it up to Drew. Drew spinning off a screen. Missed it from 21 feet. Rebound down to Ansonia. Here's Sink on the giddy-up. Works against Bryce Sosby in the lane. Out back to Hickman. Near side to Schwab. 3.5 left in the fourth. Here's a bounce pass to the cutter below the basket by Ansonia. Busted up on the play by Zorn. Gotten back though by Ansonia. Jump shot, Schwab in the corner. Blocked out of bounds by Brady Wildermuth. 3:18 to go in the fourth. 45-18 is the lead for Jackson Center. And out of the game comes Ethan Zorn. He really sparkled tonight for Jackson Center. James Gambrell comes in. Gambrell, a 5'10 sophomore, he's on the court. And Fred Bunke has been added, a 6'1 sophomore. Here's Wentworth getting the inbounds pass outside the lane on the left. He arches up a fadeaway and makes it. A 15-footer by Wentworth. He's hit a 3 and a 2 in succession. 45-20 Jackson Center. 3 minutes to go in the game. Top of the circle. Gambrell with the ball for Jackson Center. Coming out to get it is Bunke. Left side, Brady Wildermuth. Down low on the left to Hickman. And Sonia claws it loose. It goes off Jackson Center. Out of bounds. 2 minutes, 48 seconds and counting. Jackson Center will advance on to play in the nightcap on Wednesday against the team victorious in our third and final game here at Pickwa tonight, featuring Botkins and Covington. The winner of that battle will meet Jackson Center in a lower bracket sectional semifinal Wednesday night at 7:30. And we've got an outstanding headliner in game one on Wednesday. Triad against Fairlawn. They played during the regular season, and Triad won that game at the buzzer. Here's a long three-point try, missed by Bunke of Jackson Center. Here comes Wentworth down the floor for Ansonia. Pulls up on the arc, and he flips it in from 20 feet out. Good-looking shot by Wentworth, who here in the second half has begun to live up to his 11.5 points a game leading scorer credentials for Ansonia. A minute 48 to go in the fourth quarter. Setting and shooting a three ball outside the arc on the left is Chase Hickman for Jackson Center. And you can tell from the roar across the way, Hickman drained it. Boy, Jackson Center's gotten threes from how many different people now, Chuck? Five, maybe? Minute 26 to go in the game. 48-23 Jackson Center. A quintet of players, five different men have scored from behind the arc for Jackson Center.
They've made eight as a team.
Here's a jump shot from three-point land by Clark for Ansonia. Short. Rebound taken down by Jackson Center with a minute 5 to go in the fourth quarter. Dribble drive, foul line, Sosby. Left corner, three, pumped up, missed, off to the right by Gambrell of Jackson Center. The rebound slapped out of bounds. And Sonia possession. And both teams continue to substitute freely. Brady Wildermuth and Drew Sosby come off for Jackson Center. They played extremely well, getting the others involved. That's what I thought they did an especially good job of, Chuck. I doubt that head coach Scott Elkridge's teams had a night this year when five different players made three-point baskets.
I would guess not.
42 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Ansonia behind, but 48-23. Here's a fadeaway jump shot by Ansonia outside the arc on the right. It is no good on the play by Nathan Denniston, a 6'4" sophomore. Long rebound right back to Ansonia. 23 seconds to go. Hickman provides the defense now for Jackson Center. Ball thrown cross-court to Sanders. It's shaken loose on the play by Jackson Center and stolen. Hickman's got it with 13 seconds to go. Hickman up over the timeline with 8 to play. And Jackson Center will dribble away the final seconds. Jackson Center defeats Ansonia 48-23 and advances to the second game on Saturday night at 7:30 against the Botkins Covington winner. That game is coming right up. Good ball game tonight for Jackson Center. Tigers simply did not allow Ansonia to sit on it very long because Jackson Center bolted to a 9-0 lead in about a minute 40 seconds, and Ansonia could no longer play keep away. Dynamite three-point shooting game at Jackson Center, just what head coach Scott Elkridge's team wanted. 48-23, Jackson Center victorious by 25. We'll return to wrap it up and give you our Clancy Star of the Game winner when we come back. Jackson Center triumphs over Ansonia easily tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Don't forget superb high quality furniture at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, priced just right to meet your budget. Go to the website for even more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. On the web at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Chuck, how did the Jackson Center Tigers get it done? Tremendous three-point shooting tonight for starters.
Well, they shot the ball well from the outside. They had more people scoring, which is exactly what they needed. They had seven young men score tonight instead of three. They were led by Drew Sosby with 12, Brady Wilden with 10, and they got 8 from Bryce Sosby. He had a great start to the game. He is our Clancy's player of the game for Jackson Center, and I thought he was terrific tonight.
Tell you what, Chuck, head coach Scott Elker for Jackson Center is going to frame this page in the scorebook and hang it on the wall and say, Tigers, emulate this the rest of the tourney. What a game.
That's what they need to do. They need to have more people score, and they did tonight.
And it's Bryce Sosby winning the Clancy's Award. Clancy's in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Clancy's.
I just played it.
So, by mistake, you've already played the Clancy's break.
Well, what happened was I thought we were going to that. I clicked on that one, and then we came back. And so Clancy's, which has fantastic food. I love the topper, by the way. But, yeah, Bryce Sosby, sophomore, Clancy's player of the game.
Yep, Jackson Center in full swing tonight. Good rebound for the Jackson Center Tigers, who lost their last two Shelby County League games to close out the regular season at Rushi and at home against Anna. Jackson Center victorious tonight, now advancing to a record of 19-4 on the year. Sorry about that. Didn't know you played the Clancy's commercial.
Oh, sorry. I played it out of sequence.
I should have been listening. Don't forget now, we will go offline in just a matter of seconds. We'll go offline, return online in about 10 to 12 minutes and provide you with a short pregame in advance of our final game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com between Botkins and Covington. The winner of this game upcoming will take on Jackson Center at 7:30 on Wednesday. for Rhett Gischer, scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. For Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying once again that Jackson Center has defeated Ansonia. Final score 48-23. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.